Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Trading Price Action Trends by Al Brooks is a focused guide to reading market behavior directly from price charts, one bar at a time. Written for traders who want to move beyond indicator-heavy strategies, the book centers on how trends actually form, pause, and reverse through repeated patterns of buying and selling pressure. Brooks approaches technical analysis as a practical skill, interpreting context, judging probability, and managing risk while markets transition between trending and trading range conditions. Within the Wiley trading framework, the material is positioned as serious, detail-oriented training rather than a quick start system. Readers are guided to recognize common trend structures, evaluate the strength of breakouts and pullbacks, and understand what different bar shapes often imply about momentum and exhaustion. The emphasis is on disciplined decision-making, realistic expectations, and consistent execution. For traders interested in candlestick and bar chart analysis grounded in market structure, this book offers a methodical way to think about trends and act on them with clearer rules and fewer distractions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trend definition through market structure. A central theme is that a trend is not a label added after the fact, but a living structure that can be identified and traded in real time. The book frames trends through simple, observable elements, sequences of higher highs and higher lows for bull moves, lower highs and lower lows for bear moves, and the slope and persistence of price movement. Instead of relying on oscillators to declare a trend, the approach asks the trader to study how bars behave around prior swing points, how quickly pullbacks are bought or sold, and whether price is accelerating or stalling. This market structure view also highlights that trends exist on multiple scales. A chart can be in a broad trading range while still offering smaller trend legs, and a strong trend can contain temporary countertrend swings that tempt traders into premature reversals. By focusing on context, recent volatility, and the rhythm of pushes and pullbacks, the reader learns to categorize conditions and choose appropriate tactics. The practical takeaway is a clearer framework for deciding whether to trade with the trend, scalp within a range, or stand aside when structure is unclear. Secondly, reading bars and candles as real-time information. The bar-by-bar method treats each candle as a compact record of the battle between buyers and sellers. The book emphasizes interpreting bar bodies, tails, closes, and relative size to infer urgency, hesitation, or exhaustion. A strong close near the high after a series of higher lows can signal persistent demand, while repeated tails or overlapping bars can warn that a move is losing momentum. Rather than memorizing isolated candlestick names, the approach stresses comparison, how the current bar relates to the prior few bars, where it forms within a broader swing, and what it does at important prices such as prior highs, lows, or trend lines. This encourages probabilistic thinking. A single bar rarely guarantees anything, but a cluster of bars with consistent messages can tilt odds toward continuation or reversal. The reader is also guided to watch for failed attempts, such as breakouts that reverse quickly, because failure often reveals trapped traders and can fuel the next move. The result is a practical skill set for converting raw chart movement into actionable hypotheses, while staying alert to ambiguity and avoiding overconfidence. Thirdly, pullbacks, trend resumption, and entry logic. Trends rarely move in straight lines, so the book devotes attention to pullbacks and the recurring opportunities they create. A pullback is treated as a test of commitment. Does the countertrend move attract strong follow-through, or does it stall and invite trend traders back in? The discussion centers on assessing pullback depth, the number of legs, and the character of selling or buying within the pullback. Shallow pullbacks in a strong trend can offer frequent entries, but may require wider stops or faster management. Deeper pullbacks can provide better price, but may indicate weakening momentum. Entry logic is framed around confirmation and location. Traders look for signs that the pullback is ending, such as a shift in bar quality, a failed push against the trend, or a breakout above or below a minor countertrend line. The emphasis is on balancing early entries that improve reward with confirmation entries that may reduce false signals. The reader is encouraged to think in terms of risk-defined setups, where the trade is wrong, where profits are likely, and what the market must do to justify staying in. This topic ties trend reading directly to repeatable execution. Fourthly, breakouts, failed breakouts, and trading ranges. A major practical challenge is distinguishing true breakouts from temporary spikes that revert back into a range. The book highlights that many markets spend substantial time in trading ranges where breakouts often fail, and trend-following tactics must be adjusted. In range conditions, support and resistance become more prominent, and traders must weigh the risk of chasing price versus waiting for confirmation. The analysis focuses on breakout context. Is the range tight or broad? Is volatility expanding? Are there multiple attempts at a boundary, and is the breakout accompanied by strong closes and follow-through? Importantly, failed breakouts are treated as informative events. When price breaks out, but then quickly returns and closes back inside the range, it can signal trapped participants and create momentum in the opposite direction. This is where the book's price action lens becomes especially useful. Traders learn to look for signs of rejection, such as strong reversal bars or consecutive closes against the breakout direction. By studying how ranges evolve into trends and how trends degrade into ranges, the reader gains a toolkit for adapting rather than forcing a single strategy across all conditions. The practical payoff is fewer low-quality trades and better alignment with the market environment. Lastly, risk management, and trader discipline. Beyond pattern recognition, the book emphasizes that consistent performance depends on managing risk and behavior. Price action provides opportunities, but outcomes remain uncertain, so position sizing and stop placement are treated as essential parts of every setup. The reader is encouraged to define invalidation points based on market structure, such as beyond a swing high or low, and to avoid placing stops where normal noise is likely to hit them. Trade management is discussed as a series of decisions, holding for a measured move, scaling out to reduce exposure, tightening risk as the trade works, or exiting when price action signals the original premise is weakening. This is paired with an emphasis on probability and expectancy. Even strong setups can fail, and the goal is not to win every trade but to execute a method with positive edge over many occurrences. Discipline is reinforced through the idea of waiting for clear context, avoiding impulsive entries, and accepting that missing a move is better than taking a low probability trade. By integrating analysis with risk rules and realistic expectations, the reader is guided toward a professional mindset that can sustain learning and improvement over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for intermediate to advanced traders who already understand basic charting and want a deeper, more rigorous way to interpret trends without leaning on heavy indicator stacks. It can also help motivated beginners, but only if they are willing to practice deliberately and accept that skill comes from repetition, not shortcuts. The main benefit is practical clarity. The bar-by-bar approach trains you to read context, judge strength versus weakness, and make decisions based on what the market is doing now rather than what a lagging signal reports. That perspective can improve timing, reduce overtrading, and strengthen risk control because every trade is tied to a clear structural reason and an obvious point of invalidation. Compared with many trading books that focus on a small set of patterns or a single system, this work stands out for its emphasis on process and adaptability across trending and range conditions. It is worth buying if you want a methodical framework that turns chart observation into repeatable decisions, and if you value detailed reasoning over motivational stories or simplified rules that break down in live markets. If you would like to support Al Brooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.